Whether you're a reader or not, you should definitely check out the Think Tank blog. It's a blog written for us and focuses on the things that affect us and that we hardly ever discuss. Visit thethinktankblog.com or search the Twitter hashtag thethinktankblog for posts and updates. Go read, think, comment, and share.
What's up? You're now tuned in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. Follow me at KP_Trill. Follow the show page at Real Thinkers POD. I'd like to introduce my podcast co-host, Jay Gray.
What's going on, man? You can follow me on Twitter at Jay Gray 2.
Tink.
Hey, guys. You can follow me on Twitter at _I'm_Tink.
Slim.
Hey, guys. You can follow me at Ambitious_Slim.
Day.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. y'all can follow me at Just Call Me Day.
Hey. Last week was pretty good show. Like to thank everybody who tuned in. Live tweeted. If you didn't know, we live tweet every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m.
Just 7 Central Time.
7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you want to join in, follow us on Twitter, follow the show page, like us on Facebook at Real Thinkers Podcast. And I think that's about it. June 11th, 4th annual No Negative Energy Cookout. So we got some letters this week from our listeners. Thank you all for doing that. If you want to send a letter, email us at realthinkerspodcast@gmail.com. But we're about to get into these letters.
Okay. Real Thinkers Help. Hi, Real Thinkers. First off, I love listening to the show and all you guys' opinions about each topic. I need your advice for my friend. She just got out of a relationship on New Year's Day. This year, she met a guy she likes a few months later at an outing. She really likes him, but she doesn't know if she should open up and tell him that she is still staying with her ex. They signed a lease for an apartment together, and it will be over in 3 months. She wants to tell him, but she feels that he may stop talking to her due to the fact that he might assume she is still fucking her ex or may not be over him. I think she should tell him, but she would rather wait until she moves because she doesn't know if the new guy will actually pursue a relationship with her, and she doesn't want to mess it up. I don't know exactly what to tell her or how to help her. Anonymous friend.
It's gonna be a long 3 months, boy.
And if you don't know that he wants, you know, if she doesn't know that he wants to pursue a relationship with her, tell him. Because clearly he's not giving you signs that he's looking for longevity with you or something like that. You're just a problem. From what you're saying, seems like he's just somebody that she hangs with. Cause
what's stopping her from doing it though? She likes him and she likes him, so she don't want to fuck nothing up. That's why she
can mess it up by not telling him.
I agree.
I'll just go ahead and say, look, I can't afford to have this on my credit. Even invite him over, let him spend the night with you while you sleep on the sofa or the couch. Like, show him his platonic and shit up in there.
You would invite him over with the ex there?
That's not my dude, right? We just roommates, right?
That won't be awkward to you?
No.
I don't think no dude gonna come over there with your ex laying in the next room.
I don't know. Some dudes may, just to see if what you're saying is true.
I don't even go to a chick house and she live by herself because I don't want another nigga to pop up while I'm there.
Y'all got some fears.
I would have just taken that L and moved. I wouldn't have stayed with that person.
I would have told him. Yeah, because if it's not that serious, obviously. Mm-mm. If you don't know if you want to be a relationship or not, y'all just kicking it. You like him, whatever.
Because clearly y'all going half on the rent.
She said they still live together. She didn't tell us if it's a one bedroom or a two bedroom.
Obviously, it's a one bedroom. They just broke up. Maybe
it's a one bedroom.
Yeah,
it's a one bedroom.
Y'all, they broken up, still paying, going half on all the bills.
That's another thing. So if a nigga was to come over and y'all got a one bedroom and he sleep on the couch. How does that work? Like
he's sleeping on the couch with you.
I'm just saying, how does that work if the guy is supposed to come over, the new guy, and her dude on the couch? Like
her dude or ex dude?
Well, her ex dude on the couch, man. And then you walk in, which y'all go to your room, you know what I'm saying? Just sit in the room.
Damn, bro, that'd be fucked up. They might gotta sleep on the couch while I'm in the room pounding this ex.
Exactly.
Like, y'all want breakfast in the morning.
Y'all fucked up. Yeah, yeah, that
what
might.
What y'all want?
And hold on, it's even funnier. It's even funnier if he spend the night, he smashed, She wake up and she in the kitchen cooking breakfast, and she ain't never did that shit with him.
That ain't got nothing to do with
him. Or she didn't make enough for his ass.
That has nothing to do with the old guy.
But I will say this.
I burn all this shit.
You not telling that guy that you live with your boyfriend is you making the decision for the new guy that you're talking to. Like, basically, you're not giving him the option to say, hey, this is something that I'm willing to deal with because I like you. You basically saying, fuck it. You gonna deal with it because I'm not gonna tell you. And then when you do open up about it after you move, it's gonna be like, damn, well, if you was willing to hide that from me, what else you willing
or
to hide?
Or she may not even open up. It's gonna slip out one way or another. Like, it's going to come up, and he's gonna put two and two together, even if you don't tell him once you move out. Men are simple, very simple. But a lot of times you can give them clues and they can put stuff together, sweetie. So just go ahead and tell the guy. You like him, give him the chance to choose if he wants to stay or not. Don't make that choice for him. Because if you make that choice for him and 3 months from now he finds out that you just moved out from with your ex, I don't know. You may be dealing with some... A man when his feelings get hurt is different from a woman when her feelings get hurt. So just think about that.
Nigga do some... crazy evil shit.
He might understand though.
He may be. That's why she needs to give him the benefit of the doubt because he may have been in that situation before.
Yeah, it's kind of like having to put on layaway or something. You know what I'm saying? You just it ain't really yours, but you just paying on it. You know what I'm saying? You just gathered it. The store holding it for you while you just pay on it. You know what I'm saying? You can get it out once you pay the full bill. You know what I'm saying? It might take 3 months.
I mean, it sounds like some insurance type thing. Because it's 3 months, 90 days.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. Probation period.
Yeah. But I'm just saying she could come over your spot, you can smash.
Yeah, she can come over to my spot, but I'm not finna go over there if it's another nigga there. Like, yeah, that shit will
feel awkward as fuck, though.
Because I mean,
that's an alternative, too. You just have her just come over to your house more often.
What's the relationship between her and her ex? We don't know that.
That's the thing.
We don't know that. They could just be like, all right, bro, what's up, bro? I'm gone for the day, whatever. I'm not coming back.
You just open up the door and be like, bro, what kind of pizza you like? You about to order a pizza.
They may be on that level, but we don't know.
Me loves.
Man, look, I'm just.
How can you stay with an ex? That's my.
After y'all broke up.
After we break up, I don't want to be around you. I want you to go, or I'm going. Like, where,
that, like, where does the healing come in from the.
Ain't nobody healing. Yeah. You can do it, maybe.
You do. I think once you do break up, you do need that time apart. Faith. Not you saying do. That you got to stay away I from agree. Each other for eternity. But
you need those initial few months to kind of get used to seeing them and without cringing or being in your feelings or something like that. Like, so technically, I don't even think you've broken up with your ex because you're not going to be broken up until you move out.
I put it like this. If I really do like you and you tell me some shit like that, I can't say that. Right off the bat, I would be willing to end things. First off, I'm asking questions. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, when is the lease up? In 3 months. Well, how much would it cost to break your lease?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Need?
You know what I'm saying?
I can go half with you.
It just depends on the level of liking in this situation. You know what I'm saying? So I say tell him because you never know how understanding he might be or just don't make that decision for him. You can't make that decision
for
a person.
You don't know if you will tell.
I ain't gonna say that, but I don't know either way, because either way, it's all messed up.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right, because you don't want to put yourself in a position. I see it on all ends, but I don't know, man. That's tough, because if you're looking at it from her perspective, you're living with a whole dude, like a whole dude. So ain't no telling what can go on when I'm not there. You know what I mean? Like, and then when you create that mindset of, like, you're basically starting to create this whole storyline and scenario in your head. And it's like, what are y'all doing over there? Like,
are they still screwing?
Like, what you doing when you shower? And you know what I'm saying? It's like what did he walk around doing? And it's just too much going on, man. And you got two heterosexual people who used to be intimate living together.
Yeah, that's
too much of an opportunity
why nobody
for
left.
Yeah, it's just too much of a
break
in
this relationship. Like, how much is it to break your lease to where you just gotta stay for 3 more months?
First of all, somebody's gonna stay anyway. Either he's gonna leave or she's gonna leave. Somebody's gonna need that place to stay. I would have just had the conversation with him and been out. Like, dude, 3 months, you can afford it for 3 months by yourself. Like, you can be able, you should be able to afford it.
Man, that's three pay. That's a lot of payment.
That's a long time.
Once a, no, I just don't understand it. Staying together like that, y'all are not broken up. They're not broken up. I don't care. They may be on a break.
I think you need their time apart. I really do.
At the end of the day, tell them.
Yeah, she got to tell them. Tell them. Right. Second letter, Jay Gray.
Okay. All right, so the title was Just Enough Affection Versus Being Too Affectionate. Male, I'm 27 and I live in Newark, New Jersey. The show was dope, but my question is, am I being too affectionate? I have a woman who I like and she likes me, but she sometimes says I'm too affectionate, and she has said she's not the affectionate type and that she isn't really used to that. I admit I can be a little excessive with the kissing when we hug and say bye, but that's me. I love intimacy and touch. And I'm that quote unquote corny guy who likes to kiss, hug, talk to my girl or a woman I like, give foot massages and everything 90s R&B. That's me. But am I being too affectionate? And if so, do I tone it back without compromising myself? Because I don't want to mess up a potential relationship with seeming like I'm clingy and desperate when it's just me trying to show her this, how a man who likes you, loves you, treats you.
Okay.
All right, so first off, punctuation, my homie. Just add one punctuation. You got one punctuation in this whole two. A comma and a question mark. Like,
this was urgent, Jay. He didn't have time for no punctuation.
Full teacher mode right now.
This Sunday, nigga. He didn't have time for that.
Have something, a pause or something.
Put a semicolon in there. All
right, just something. Just add something in there.
All right. So he wants to know if he's being too affectionate. First off, if she's told you that you're being too affectionate, you are. So, and I think you
going to disagree. I love it when Slim do that.
You going to disagree? She clearly told him he's being too affectionate.
Well, actually.
No, I don't think, and I'm going to say this because
this is about to make no sense.
No.
Go ahead.
My boyfriend is that guy. He's very affectionate. And I was always affectionate, but I wasn't used to having a man affectionate the way this guy is describing it in the letter. Now, never once did I tell him to stop. What I did was learn how to love him the way that he needed to be loved, and I got mine in return. You cannot tell a person to stop being themselves. He's an affectionate type of person. He feels like kissing you, hugging you, cuddling with you, letting you know how he feels is his way of letting you know that he loves you.
Doesn't necessarily mean she has to like it.
You don't have to like it, but don't tell him.
What if it makes you uncomfortable?
Don't tell him that I don't want you doing this.
Why not?
No. You tell him you're not used to it. I have to work on it. No, she's...
Some things you can't make yourself like, Slim.
Then you find like a woman... Chilling. Hold on, a woman... who does not have an ounce of affection in her body, like an ounce.
I don't think he said that she's not affectionate.
Yeah, she's not used to it.
She's not used
too much.
She's not used to it. So this is my thing. So a man that rubs your feet, a man that shows you that he cares, a man
she doesn't have to like that.
I'm just saying,
if you don't want that, then why are you? It, like, he's not going to change. And if he does, he's going to feel like he's losing a piece of himself.
But then,
that's how he is.
But then again, Slim, you're thinking about these small things. For example, like...
No, that's not small. So if somebody told you that you had to stop being whatever, something that you
stop
do,
being so smart, nigga.
Just stop it, because I don't like that shit.
I think that's different.
No, it's
that's
not.
That's bigger than kissing a person.
These are actions. Like, for example, like, okay, for example, if you're being affectionate, right? And a person says, like, for example, right? It's certain parts of my body, I don't like being touched because it makes my fucking flesh crawl. So if it makes my flesh crawl, I'm not finna try to get used to it.
I don't like my ears.
Right, right. Don't touch, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people don't like their feet touched. And if you trying to be romantic and touch their feet and they cringe or they jump back, that's not them. That's not you asking them to change. That's not me, you being too affectionate. That's just, you just gotta switch it up. I don't think that's too big. That's too much to add. Like, if you're just trying to tone it down.
Mm-hmm. No.
Man, look, I say, Liz, if you got a person that, you know what I'm saying, that you feel, you got to tell them what you like and what you don't like.
Right.
You know
it has what to saying? Be a common ground. Yeah, like, compromise, you know what I'm saying? You on say, both parties, not one person toning it down.
Yeah, it's like y'all got to have this conversation to where y'all come together and y'all figure out what works for both of y'all. Because, exactly. You know what I'm saying, if he going too far, then you got to let him know, hey, this is too far. You know what I'm saying? You got like a limit on kisses per day. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to count the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Just like right now, how many kisses per day? Like if it's 20, then if he start getting to 15, you got to send him a notice and let him know, hey, you got 5 more kisses on the day.
Preserve it. Yeah,
you know kiss day.
You know what I'm saying?
But I get what he's saying. Like there has to be compromise. Yeah, it can't be one person saying I'm all in and one person saying I don't like any of that. It has to be
feel when AT&T send you that data you suspect?
Jay?
Don't you get upset?
Don't you get me started.
Don't you be like, hey,
I got one this morning early.
That's sort of the same thing. That's what I'm saying. I'm on Sprint, so my shit unlimited. So
let me say it.
I'm hating.
First off, don't you got DirecTV?
Yes.
You do know you get unlimited data.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Huh? Right.
If you got DirecTV, you get unlimited data with AT&T.
Sidebar. It was just some sidebar stuff. Don't worry about it.
All right. We'll talk about it.
All right. So
cheat code.
I just don't want people thinking that you can force a person to like something.
No,
that you
don't force it.
And she never told him to stop completely being affectionate. She told him that he's being too affectionate.
Because she's not used to that from her past.
You're constantly implying that she should like it.
No,
she
doesn't what I'm saying
like
is.
It.
It's okay to be too something.
That does make sense, though. It is. Like, you the can't fact be that she's probably something. Not used to it. Like,
but
you're
too not much used of anything to, can no, hurt.
Too much of a good thing. Yeah.
She don't
anything.
Have, what I'm saying is, she don't have to like it. She don't have to get used to it. He could tone it down a little bit. That could be done.
And him toning it down, what if... Him toning it down, what if
it
that's
really does.
How
it
he
actually goes
listen,
the opposite. It
comes
the other way, too. She can open up more.
Off.
She can open up more. Sometimes
it,
you just have
sometimes,
to wait.
Sometimes, look, bro, when you the
out.
Dude who riding around listening to Beyonce crying and shit in your feelings, that shit does get annoying.
I had a friend like that.
Yeah, exactly.
It was horrible.
Did that shit not annoy you?
He wasn't a man. I wasn't
no,
dealing
but
with him.
I'm asking as a friend, did that shit not annoy
you? I thought
he
was gay. I still think he's gay.
I did
not answer my question. Did it not annoy you though?
Well, I mean, it's
that's not him being affectionate. That's him being gay.
Mm. Once again, okay, we just come constantly keep throwing out gay slurs. Like,
I'm sorry, no, it annoyed me. It just made me.
Well, all I'm
curious.
Saying, what I'm saying is, okay, all right, Slim, we know.
No, it just made you wouldn't say we know when you finish. If he tones it all the way, if he changed what she said, it's a lot of women on the timeline say, I don't like affection, right? But then as soon as they see a picture showing affection, they all hard-eyed googly, right? Right.
I understand that.
Hold on. You can say you don't like something until you, and if it's taken from you, then you look at that person saying, wait a minute, this person has changed.
I understand that, but to
it
just.
It has to be compromised.
But just to say flat out, you got to accept a man doing this. Nah.
No, you don't have to accept it, but there has to be compromise.
Yeah, I
you gotta because she has to come up a little bit more.
I don't think we're refuting the fact that it has to be a compromise. I'm not affectionate at all, but I think that it comes off as a balance to where I understand affection, and I think that it's okay for me to accept it. Like for example, like my lady is like extremely affectionate, but. And if even if it annoys me, I don't stop it because I think
exactly.
That's what you're trying to get to, Slim, is that when it annoys me, I understand that that's her being her and that's
exactly.
Her definition and of whatever. But at the same time, there has to be an understanding of that, okay, me being my complete self is not going to always be the right way of doing things. So she has to also understand that, okay, I got to balance it out. He not used to it. Like, and if that's the other way around, I've never really seen it on the other end to where a man is too affectionate. I've never really seen it on that end, but I would imagine it being pretty much the same thing, is that you just have to understand how to tone it down because it is uncomfortable. Like for me, right, to get gifts to receive affection, it's, you know how that feeling is when people sing a happy birthday to you? Like the whole room
public,
singing happy birthday to you?
Yeah.
That's that awkward feeling for
I
me.
I hate that.
That is the complete definition of how it feels to me.
Feel like you got
to
keep smiling.
Right, like
shit.
You just got to feel. It's so awkward.
But
like,
do you not think about the reason behind it? Like,
I understand the reason, but I cannot ignore the fact that it's
making me uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable as hell. Mm-hmm. I can't ignore that fact. So for a moment, okay, I can sit back and say, you know, thank you and do the little smile and little weird look around. And then when everybody's saying, how old are you? You know, you just look, you know, I can do it for a moment. But then eventually it's going to be like, okay, tone this shit down. Can we stop singing this song? Eventually, yourself is going to portray out.
Yeah, because they ain't saying happy birthday to you so many goddamn times. I know. I'm tired of hearing this shit. I know you tired of hearing this shit. I know. I be tired of hearing the same shit.
What y'all
shit
do?
So
Feliz Cumpleaños?
Yeah, Feliz Cumpleaños.
Whatever.
Hey, man, it's on YouTube, man. Y'all Google this shit.
Nah, okay. But, yeah. All right, so I guess we can understand both ends of the spectrum is that if you're not used to it, you should at least try to make a compromise and be understanding to what the person is giving. But then at the same time, you got to understand that too much can make a person uncomfortable.
Yeah, some people come from an environment where they were raised with nothing but love around them. So that's how they love on people when they get somebody that they're they love on them that way because that's how they were raised.
That's the thing I was going to say. You probably don't understand like how they came
up.
Yeah. Because a lot of people came up, you know what I'm saying, like not being told that they were loved and like their parents not hugging them or kissing them or whatever. Yeah. And a lot of kids, you know what I'm saying, they came up with that environment. Yeah. So it's like once they get older, that's how they give off the vibe to the people that
they love.
That's
how they show people they love. Yeah. Like always, like super affectionate. It's just,
you know. Making better investments. If you all didn't know, Tisha Campbell Martin and her husband, Dwayne Martin, filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Right? So if you don't know who Tisha Campbell Martin is, she played Gina on The Martin Show. So what we want to know is how important is it to invest and manage money? You know, and
I got one question.
And should this be taught to
their
young
dogs,
children?
Both dogs are worth $2.
That's so petty.
They sold the dogs for $2?
No, that's what they
said
were
worth.
$2.
Who said that?
They did.
It was in the bankruptcy report. Their dogs were worth $2. How can $2 be worth $1 a piece?
I don't be thinking dogs be worth all that goddamn money.
I think it's also understood that bankruptcy is a financial tactic too.
Not Chapter 7. Chapter 7 is when you broke as fuck.
Well,
it's different levels of bankruptcy. It's levels to it. Trust me.
It's still at the same time. It's still
what? 13 protects you more.
Yeah, but right. Chapter 7 is when you flat out ain't got nothing.
Okay, so this is where the importance of understanding what these things are. Chapter 7, 13, like a lot of people don't know what these things are.
Chapter 7 is when you foul and you don't keep a thing. Everything is up for grabs. Like the $2 that was worth $2, if they can be sold, they're going to be sold. Everything that's listed is gone. A chapter 13 is when you actually, it's like a payment arrangement in a sense. Mm-hmm. It's like something you pay a month with everybody that you owe. You're combining everything that you owe into one monthly bill. Sometimes that monthly bill can be an ass, but I think most people take that route because it's cheaper for them instead of paying all those separate bills. You're not paying the whole bill, you're paying a percentage of each bill.
Yeah, like chapter 13 is like a consolidation. It's basically a consolidation and a clean wipe. I think 50 Cent did a chapter 13. But chapter 7, yeah, you can't make enough money because if you make too much money, you have to automatically go for chapter 13.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it was said that they only had $1,500 to
the
night.
And then, chapter 7 is when you can't afford to pay anybody.
Yeah.
You have to prove that you can't afford to pay anybody.
But, yeah, chapter 7 is...
And they sell off your assets.
Yeah, and it's a terrible...
Who gonna buy those $2?
But it looks worse on your credit for chapter 7.
Than what it actually,
But chapter 13 is more so of a clean wipe because...
But they're...
it's an asset thing more than it is a cash thing.
According to E, they said the couple currently owes over $14 million in unpaid taxes, loans, car leases, credit card bills, and other government debts.
Where is Will and Jada when you need them?
They had $200 in cash and $173 in the credit union.
How much in the credit union?
$173. First off, let's get this out the way. As a friend, I do not inherit your poor decisions as far as money management just because I got it. that's not what that means.
We talking about Will and Jada?
Yeah, I'm just saying, period.
They need to do a fundraiser for this.
I don't like the way people make that shit out to be. Like,
Charlamagne started a GoFundMe.
Yeah, damn, Jada.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying is, as a friend, just because you made poor choices does not fall back on me just because I'm your friend. Like, that's not... I don't need all my friends thinking that.
$14 million.
And then I'm broke because I've been
$14 million in unpaid taxes, loans, car leases, credit card bills, and other government debts.
So they don't have accountants. They can't have somebody managing what they're spending.
Yeah, I mean, what you gotta understand, like when you getting checks, right?
It's
not like how we get paid.
They don't pay taxes yearly.
Right.
They pay like, I think it's every 2 or 3 years, they pay taxes. So if you don't keep up with what you're making and what you're dishing out, or you're not putting it to the side, then
they really need somebody to keep up with. Once you get into a certain bracket.
And then even if that's saying that they need somebody to watch their money, you can't never really trust the people who do that, because then they sometimes...
Well, if you get a firm, then the firm is responsible for it.
But there are laws
that will protect your money from that firm.
I mean, that sounds good, but look at all the people who...
Look at insurance companies. They have protection for that stuff, too. But, I mean, you got to look at it like that, insurance. Like, insurance is an in-case bill.
So you
basically pay somebody money every month just in case some shit happen, and you don't get that back. So if you're paying an accountant or money management fidelity firm or something like that, you're paying them a great deal amount of money a month or a year in case you need to come to them and talk to them about something.
They were that in case situation. They should have been paying it. I don't understand how you get that far behind and don't know.
Another thing that messed them up, they had a restaurant that failed.
Hey, you got to pay the property tax on that. You got to pay the tax on that.
They weren't getting a profit from the restaurant, obviously, with all those loans.
One thing I've heard a lot of people say, whoever come in the money, that's the worst idea you can ever
do. Open up a restaurant.
If it's not a chain restaurant, it was like,
even a chain,
it's going to fail because you have to be there to run it and operate it.
They usually fail the first year and a half, two years.
I've been trying to figure out what's been going on with Privé. It hadn't been open for a while. That's a chain restaurant.
It's not franchised.
I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. First of all, I need everybody listening to this to go out and go buy some Martin DVDs, like the box set.
Help them out.
Buy Above the Rim, please, because
she was in Above the Rim.
Dwayne was.
Dwayne was in
Above the Rim. Buy My Wife and Kids, which is actually a good show. Like, you really think about it.
My Wife and Kids actually chip in a little bit to help these people out. But the second thing is, like, we hear this a lot about celebrities going broke. Like, and I, especially with sports and athletes and stuff. Like, it was a 30 for 30 called Broke, and it was like they just went through all of the athletes who mismanaged money, who were at the top of the game, like was making money, had all the boats, cars, girls, women, big ass mansions, and then once they was out of the league, all this shit went away. And it was because they just didn't know how to manage their money, or they just made terrible decisions with their money. I think it should be mandatory. Once you make a certain amount of money, you have to go to classes to learn, or have somebody, you know what I'm saying? You have to have something implemented into your life to where you be able to manage your money, to where you don't make decisions like this, to where, you know what I'm saying, have $14 million in overdue in debt. Like, bro, that's a lot of fucking money.
Oh, they got children too.
They have two boys.
Yeah, that's
a lot. They have to sell their kids.
Damn, how much their kids going for though? Man,
the dog's going for two, so $4. I get about $13-$15.
The dog's going for $2, so their kids might get about $1,300.
Nah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Because in white America, if dogs going for $2, you know, a black child can't be going for that much more.
That's totally different, man. But I'm just saying, it's like, man.
White folks love them dogs.
I've seen that too,
but you know, a majority of that show or that segment was football players. And I think it goes mindful that, especially football players, because football players don't have guaranteed contracts. So...
They live check to check.
They literally live check to check, because if they get injured, they can be waived off and they can just, and that's it. Like, it depends on their contract. Like, a lot of them, they had like $100 million. Like,
quarterbacks get guaranteed money.
Right. Like, linemen get guaranteed money because they're basically insurance for the franchise player, which is a quarterback.
But wide receivers, running backs, some
safety. So let's say they're getting checked. They're getting check to check. One check is like how much, depending on
they get a game check. They get paid per game.
Yeah.
So if you're making $15 million, you're probably making about $700,000 per game.
Okay. Is it that some of our people need to learn how to tone their lifestyles down?
That's kind of hard.
That's a big part of it.
I just literally read an article about a football player.
It's kind of hard.
Didn't change his lifestyle.
It's kind of hard. And they explain why. When you're around all of that, you know, like, just say now, right, what we're around.
Mm-hmm.
You try to look just as presentable as the people that you're around, right, when you go out. Right or wrong?
Right.
Okay. So with these football players, when they go places, a lot of people have Gucci bags, Louis bags. When you're getting $700,000 a paycheck, you're going to think, I can afford this, right? Mm-hmm. I can afford to do this. But then you get the people who come in here, hey, man, I got this business plan, this, and that. All I need is this to get started. Mm-hmm. Then that shit don't go right. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to pay them out the hole. It's a lot of different variables that go into it. It's not just the lifestyle. You got a lot of leeches. Vin Baker. Man.
You
got
to learn Vin how Baker to say no.
Vin Baker played the NBA for the Seattle Supersonics. He blew $100 million. He is now an assistant manager at a Starbucks.
Mm-mm.
Cannot make this up. All our bad investments.
So $100 million after Texas money, is probably what? Like,
this is the number one thing, number one place people go wrong, right? People say, hey, I get this money. I'm going to put it into a business. I'm going to put it in stocks. Shit like that. Wrong fucking place to go. First, you need to go get with some business advisors. If you want
to
do that, if you want to go that route, you don't just fucking say, hey, let me go buy $100 million worth of stock and goddamn Nike because you think they just booming because Jordan's selling. Of course, you're going to fall flat on your face. If you're not speaking with the people who are
handling your financial portfolio.
They got to be more experienced than you and what you think is popping. Yeah, like,
not Lil Ray Ray from your third.
I mean, another thing I think needs to be understood is this. I mean, the lifestyle. I've worked in a nightclub since 2007, and there's a lifestyle that comes with it. I mean, it's not just bad investments, but it's also just a lifestyle choice. I've seen.
Athlete. You choose not to go out every night, maybe once a week?
I've seen athletes buy thousands and thousands, like $10,000 worth of stuff, of champagne and all of that. They also, you know, a lot of them smoke weed. A lot of athletes get high, which is also, I'm not saying that, you know, whatever you choose to do is what you choose to do. But when your livelihood is your body, it needs to be mindful of what you're putting in your body. And if you're putting drugs into your body and your livelihood is based off of the well-being of your body, that's a complete contradiction. That's an oxymoron.
Excessive drinking as well.
I mean, getting drunk and high all the time puts you in a bad situation. And it puts you in a situation to make bad decisions. I mean, it's just what you're looking for and how you look at it. So it's all up to whatever you choose to do.
All right, so... At what age do you think we should start teaching our children about 13. Finance?
Yeah, I would say, I'll say younger than that. At the age when they start to grasp things on their own, it's time to start talking to them about things that's going to affect them in the long run.
Okay,
especially financial things.
You're going to have to talk into the microphone.
It's in my mouth. Do I need to open it wider? Or something?
That's what she said.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, open it wider, Slim. It's in your mouth. Yeah, go ahead.
What are y'all running from?
It's a wasp.
It's coming. Push the blind to the window. Push it, because it's trying to come out, Dave.
No. I'm not, because see, I ain't the shit.
No.
Really? Really, Dave?
Oh, it's still coming out. It's hard to kill him.
What tribe is this man from over here?
I know. All right, dead is a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Nah, when I saw it alone, I was the first one that saw it, and I didn't want to interrupt nothing. I was like, bucking my eyes.
Straight from the North Memphis traffic queue this year.
Man, bam. We'd like no to shoot. Apologize on behalf of Real Things Podcast. We had a fucking terrorist wasp in here.
We need a sponsor commercial ISIS. Right there in that spot.
Yeah, and it
was I should leave all raid. These things so y'all can see.
You should.
School, how they just ran.
Nah, but see, let me tell you why I ran.
What?
Let me tell you why I ran. See, the first thing is, first of all, y'all don't know my past. Second of all, I got attacked by a fucking gang of wasps at a family reunion, dog. I never forget this shit, dog. I do not like wasps.
Wasps,
bruh.
They attract to light colors.
And I'm light skinned. That's what I'm saying, fool. And it's like, bruh.
Yeah, everything.
That's what I'm saying. And I was
you
at a family.
Look like a yellow jacket.
You look like a slice of bread.
And I was at a family reunion, man. I never forget the shit. I was having fun. I was just eating my fish plate. You know what I'm saying? Just chilling, kicking. You know what I'm saying? Laughing with my cousin and shit. My distant cousin from out of town. Fucking watching this. I just walked under it or something. I don't know what I did wrong. But them motherfuckers started like, but like I heard them motherfuckers in my ear and it's just like this buzzing, dog. And I hear this shit like from time to time. Like sometimes I wake up at my sleep in cold sweats just hearing like fucking buzzing and shit.
Wow. That's psychological.
And it just fuck with me, man. It just fuck with me. So that's why when I seen the wasp, I was like, okay, let me close the blinds and it'll be out of sight, out of mind. But once Slim was saying it was coming out of the fucking blinds, like it was trying to come out, I was like, okay, it's trying to get me. Let me get the fuck out of the way because I don't know who else he got in there. So that's why I ran. I like normally I kill bugs. Don't get it twisted. Now I step on a motherfucking spider quick, but like with wasps, the motherfuckers a little more elusive and they running packs. And plus, I got a past history with them, so okay. Really, you know what I'm saying.
All right, check this out. If you don't catch that spider on your first attempt,
it's over.
It's over. You got to move because you're not going to see that motherfucker again.
And you're going
to
be paranoid as hell.
For real. You got to start moving all type of furniture and shit to find them.
You got to keep. If your first attempt has to be on point, you got to be 100% with that first kill, like with this spider. All right. So back on the subject.
Yeah.
What age should we start teaching our kids about finances and how important it is for money management?
I teach mine now.
That's what I'm saying. The younger, the better. They'll hold on to it more.
And
they'll remember.
I mean, like, my son is 8, right? And my oldest son is 8. And he came to me about two weeks ago. And he was cleaning up their room. And he brought up, like, these two bags full of old toys. And he was like, Dad, we should sell these.
Smart young man.
I was like, how much you want to sell them? He was like, okay, this bag, I think they need to be going for $100 a piece.
Okay.
Very ambitious. He was like, this bag, about 50. I was like,
he's a very ambitious young man.
All right, cool, son. So, but, I mean, he's just, but I've tried to teach him how, like, probably his first grade year, about a little over two years ago, he sold lemonade to the teachers. And he was like, Dad, you know, he broke it down to me. He was like, Dad, I want to sell lemonade for the aftercare. And I was like, how much you want to sell? He was like, 50 cent a piece. I was like, well, you got to be a little mindful for the environment that you're in. So you got to be mindful to respect the teachers. He was like, okay, well, they can get free refills, but the kids got to keep paying.
Right. And
so, I just try to keep, you know, I think that his importance of it and his knowledge of it is just as him being eager to understand. He asks a lot of questions, but what I want him to do is just kind of respect the dollar and understand that things aren't as intangible as they seem. Because a lot of us are we feel that we're financially invincible. Like, we just think that we can just spend it and make it right back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Instead of, like, really valuing the things that we buy and valuing the things that we purchase. And that's something that my grandmother taught me, like, I remember being a kid and I always asked my grandmother to buy new things for the house and like why she didn't buy so much stuff. Like the furniture that she had, she still had. And I was like, Grandmama, why? She was like, it's about quality, not quantity.
Yep.
And because something looks a certain way, she was like, trust me that you keep it long enough, it'll come back. And you see that in a true testament with just shoes. I mean, like you think of Jordan. All these shoes that Jordan is selling came out when I was a kid.
Yep.
And people was buying, they weren't buying them the way that they're buying them now. And now that they're coming out. He's selling them. You know, they're selling out quickly. So it just keeps in mind, like, so it's a lot of shoes that then came out again that I've had since they first were released. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I see exactly what she was saying. So I try to keep up with my stuff and keep up with the stuff that I have so that I'm not caught up in the hype of constantly having to buy quantity, not quality. So it's just appreciating the dollar and appreciating what you spend your money on and taking care of what you have. And a lot of people don't do that because a lot of people are more so focused on the replacement. They buy stuff to just buy new stuff. And it's tough. I mean, it's a tough thing because you get caught up in the hype and the pressure of, you know, having to look a certain way and having to have the certain, you know, right now technology and right now this and that and everything else. And it's hard because some people really use that to want to, you know, look a certain way to other people. But if you really be mindful of what you got, you'll start growing more.
I just want to say this before we go on. A lot of people spend money on things that depreciate over value, gets you something that appreciate. You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as you buy a car, like, the second you drive it off the lot, this shit drops in value.
Right.
You want to use your money wisely. It's not just not use your money at all. It's, you know what I'm saying? Get with people that know how to use money, you know what I'm saying? Use money to make more money.
You know, even that, man. I think being in the automotive industry, you learn a lot about which cars depreciate faster, right? So what you want to do before buying a car is not just go off what you think looks nice, right? You want to see what you can buy, and after you finish paying it off, how much it'll be worth in Blue Book value later on. So when you go to trade their car in, they won't be giving you nickels and dimes. You know what I'm saying? So most definitely have to do that before making a car purchase. It,
yep.
Like I said, you can learn that online. You can Google all the information. You know, a lot of people don't look into things like that. They just say, hey, I like this car, I'm going to go buy it.
Yep. And a general rule of thumb, if you can't buy it two or three times, don't buy it.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to live by. Right?
No, I'm talking about, like, for shit you don't need.
Ah, okay. All right. I was about to say, because a motherfucker need a car.
Yeah, I mean. Can't buy three of them, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
I mean, I understand that. I'm just saying,
but
like,
it's certain things, for, yeah.
Yeah, like, if you can't, like, you see the shirts or, like, you see a new purse or new lipsticks or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know how women shop.
On.
I'm just saying, you
lipsticks.
Know how women be shopping.
Lipsticks are different. Shopping. Don't put them in the category of purses, though.
She got defensive.
I'm just saying, if
lipsticks
you can't,
are much more inexpensive than purses.
All I'm saying.
Depending on
but
between $16 to $30.
Oh, he's saying like a big bulk of makeup, basically.
Yeah, it all adds up.
If you can't get it three times over, you don't need it. That's what
he's
saying.
Well, I can't afford it.
Okay, well, excuse me then, Slim, this big books.
It's makeup. It doesn't cost what a car costs.
It's a lot of shit I don't need because I'm broke.
Well, yeah, I'm broke too. No, I'm not. I'm on a budget. I'm balling on a budget. That's better than
broke.
I
ain't no budget. I'm broke.
It sounds better than being broke.
I saw the deduction for my insurance on my check.
Yeah, you just cried.
Life
I do that
done.
every paycheck. I'm trying to figure out how not to.
He said it ticket said when they start deducting child support. Yeah,
like insurance. I do every paycheck
insurance.
With insurance. I hate it.
Insurance.
You know what insurance is?
The only good thing about my job is our insurance is free.
That's
where you work at? They need a receptionist or something.
That's
my
incredible,
insurance is,
dude.
Yeah. Almost rent.
And
a
if
month.
And Jeez. If you don't pass the I forget what's the test or whatever that you have to take
pre-screening.
No,
yeah. No, you have to do it a month.
It's called
every year your wellness.
No. What the fuck is it called, bro?
When they check your blood pressure, cholesterol.
No, when they grab your nuts and you cough and shit.
Colon.
Physical.
Yeah, if you don't pass the physical test or
she
whatever.
She just said wellness.
Ah, okay, I guess. I didn't hear it. Okay, but if you don't pass the wellness test, I think the most you'll have to pay out of check is like $54. So,
what? Yeah. They like y'all.
Yeah, you multiply
that.
Nah,
they took
15.
Away our bonuses and gave us free health care. We were like, motherfucker. It don't add up.
Yeah, dude.
I will take free health care any day.
It don't. I'm just saying we don't. I like basically if we paid, it would be $29 a month. Our bonuses was way more than that, so it was just like they they saving a lot of money by doing it.
But I mean, it does go to what we need to understand is just, I mean, like now, right? It's so much that I'm learning because I took over the house that I grew up in, right? And it's just so much that I'm learning about, like, purchasing a house and property tax and all this little investments that mm-hmm. people really don't really think about. Like, and, you know, I got the title on my car not too long ago. It's just, like, investments.
You
like,
move, should, look.
Like, it's just so much. Like, you just, it's just that end of the spectrum is just so new to me. And right now, it's just, like, I'm just continuously learning about all these different things is, like, as far as investments and purchases that I really never knew and I never really paid attention to. Because a lot of us just go to a dealership, bring some check stubs, get a little credit score, how much you got to put down, and you pay that a month. Same thing with a house. You go to a check stubs, you go rent an apartment, rent a house, so on and so forth. We don't really think about property taxes and city taxes and all these different things and refinancing and financing and like all this type of stuff that we don't really educate ourselves on. So it's just it's a lot, but and you don't want to be on the back end of it trying to play catch up.
Yeah.
Versus really just learning in the midst. So that's something that I really want to do with my sons and you know, my kids is just really just teach them the importance of payments and the importance of credit and the importance of like finances so that they can grow and have their financial stability with themselves so that they're not dependent on a lot of different things or a lot of different people.
Yeah. So, and the more and the quicker you can pay things off, pay them off. Like if you don't have to drag it along, don't drag it along.
So any financial advisors that listen to the show want to chip in some advice?
Or come on the show.
Come on the show. Yeah. We can use it.
We sure need this shit because, man, nigga, man, I be spending all type of dollars.
There's an elephant in the room. Black China is engaged to Rob Kardashian.
Oh, shit.
Is it love or clever revenge?
Who's the elephant, her or Rob?
Rob, clearly. Rob.
I was trying to say that.
Rob is clearly the elephant.
Damn.
Like, do you think it's genuine? Anybody think it's genuine?
I can't say that it's not.
Nah,
because
I can't.
Dude is happy.
He's happy.
Dude happy. Man.
Losing weight. He was in hiding for like 3-4 years. Wouldn't come out. Wouldn't be seen. Yeah. That man has been his happiest since before he went in hiding. Yeah. Like he. So whatever it is, it's working for him. She seems to be happy. She's always snappy, chatting in the bed, naked next to him, covered up. Like it's whatever it is, it's working for them. So I'm not gonna judge, huh?
I'm going to say
Black_Chamber.
I'm going to say it's not.
It's not genuine.
Nope.
What makes you think that?
She had just, bruh, she just got Future name tatted on her hand after they was fucking.
Okay.
And she goes and get the tattoo removed, and she in a brand new relationship.
But guess who? No, the tattoo. Rob was actually with her in the process of getting that tattoo removed. Yeah.
Exactly. You going from dick to dick like so quick. That was very fast. You
according
was in love
to future,
with Future.
According to Future, they were just friends.
She was in love with Future.
But I still
after
can't
video
judge.
Shoot,
I, you still
after
can't,
video shoot.
You still can't judge.
And that's what
person.
We're doing here. We're just discussing the,
yeah.
all the information
so
we got.
I don't know. I think we she just, may be a serial. She
going,
may be a person who's literally out here looking for love.
I'm
like,
just
real
going
difficult.
Off the information I got.
She may be one of those
basically
people.
Where she comes from, she's made the ultimate come up. You know.
Congrats but wait, let's her. Talk. Let's talk. Let's talk.
She comes from nothing.
Hold on. Let's talk. Before Rob came along, Black China, her house, her cars and stuff, that's her.
I never said that she didn't have that. I said she made the ultimate come up in all time. Tiger's her baby daddy, which he has money. He has a store open in Italy. We keep going. It's like she didn't. She.
What about the stuff that's going on in the United States with him?
She didn't come up
with.
We are you going all off topic?
No. We're talking about the come ups though. So if he has a store opening in Italy, let's talk about the stuff that he's not paying here in the United States of America.
We're going all off topic because before any of this happened, they were together and she was living comfortably.
Okay,
so
and after him,
put
she
her
was
on.
Doing the same
he
thing.
He took her out the strip club and put her on.
But after him, she was doing the same thing.
He took her out the strip club and put her on.
But after
she became
him,
friends with the Kardashians, which was publicity.
Mm-hmm.
So she's living the life right now, right? It's the ultimate come up. That's all it is. It's not to me. It don't come off as genuine.
I can't say that. I just can't.
When Kylie posted the picture with her son, And she was like, oh, I'm going to whoop the bitch and all this shit.
Callie had no business doing that. You have to run
it
by parents.
I can't see it being genuine. Because it's
revenge.
Like, where the fuck did she come from?
Exactly.
China, like, all of a sudden you, like, robbed.
I don't know. I can't say if it is or it isn't. And so I'm not going to make that revenge. Choice. I'm going to say that
and
he
Rob,
seems
Rob
happy.
Is going to be the biggest hurt person in
He's
this whole situation.
I really hope she don't hurt him because that's really going to
This is
fuck
what's
going to
happen.
People up. Like,
what's going
to
happen?
I mean, that's what happened to him before when he went into hiding. He got his heart broken. So
I ain't no way in here you going from dick and you in love every go round. Like, fuck
I don't
here.
Know. You got some people out here that's literally looking for love, and she may be one of those people just
looking for
to
love.
Find
I mean, you in love.
Honestly,
I don't know.
I think she really might mean it this time, just because of who she getting back at. You know what I'm saying? It might be both. You know what I'm saying?
It may be a bit of both.
You know what I'm saying? It might be genuine on Rob's part. And you know what I'm saying? She kind of like playing along with it. On the petty side, but she actually might kind of like dude. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
true, it could be that.
He's
but
living in
then
her
again,
house.
Man, I don't know, man. Because I don't.
He may be happy.
Snapchat, I don't know.
True enough, dude might be happy. But
just personally speaking, I think that it's hard for me to believe genuine relationships with strippers or past strippers because their whole persona. They get paid off of creating fantasies.
Yes.
And I understand that that may not be the case, but I just can't see how you can separate the two. Because logically speaking, that's what they get paid to do. They get paid a lot of money to create fantasies for people. And so they can do that better than anyone else. So if...
She could just text it.
Yeah.
Like you ain't got no whole screenshot.
Okay,
phone. So like when I see stuff like this, it just puts me in that mindset that they really can create a fantasy with a person and have them thinking like you even look at the movie Harlem Nights, right? Sunshine. What Sunshine do? Sunshine made dude leave his whole family and thought he was incredible in love with this woman and all of that. So the same thing happening. Like you create this fantasy for a guy and then he gets in this mindset that he's actually in love and living life the best way he's ever done it and then boom, it, you know what I'm saying? It just dissipates. So I don't know, man. I just can't be fooled by it because I done seen too many.
So you don't think strippers can get married and be in serious relationships?
I didn't say that they couldn't, but my initial thought isn't towards that because their whole persona is to create that. They're creating their fantasy. Like, I mean, you just think about any aspect of strippers. They create their fantasy and they put people in a different mindset. Think about how Kanye West was prior to Amber Rose.
She made the ultimate come up as well.
Like, think about it. Think about these people prior to them meeting these people. Think about Tiger before Black China.
Who was he?
Who Tiger?
I've never heard Chris Brown.
Before he signed with Young Money, he was a popular independent artist. He was a high charting independent artist.
What happened?
What you mean?
He signed a record label and it took that away from him.
He still was doing numbers like.
You're thinking about where he's at now.
You might be like, hey, he might not be doing shit now. We're not talking about now. At one point in time, for you even know who the fuck he is now, he had to be popping.
Because he did an album with Chris Brown. That's when I first heard him.
Nah.
They did a whole album together. Way
before. Well, I mean, like I said, like it's just, I think about, they're good at creating those fantasies. And I'm not saying that they can't find true love and do all those things. But when your profession is to basically manipulate people. It's hard for you to believe it on the other end. Me being a counselor by profession, it's hard for me to not transfer it into my own life and look at things the same way I do professionally. And the same thing with anybody else.
Okay, but let's switch it up a little bit. She does seem to be motivating him. To be a better him.
Right.
So... how important, what's the importance of being with someone who motivates you and positively influences you? How important is that?
Very.
I mean, especially for a guy, because our whole mindset is that.
That's
That's your ego.
That's everybody. I mean, you really think about it. Men do everything that they do for women or their family.
Yeah.
So
we already thinking about, if we are ever thinking about getting married, everything we're doing up until that point is for
it's preparation
that,
for.
Yeah.
It's pretty much that. It, like you
and
think
you never. Of, it's like you almost never get it the other way around when a woman's seeking a career.
Right. I mean, because they. And that's a different topic for a different day because, I mean, we'll have a whole conversation about that. But, I mean, you really look at it from... You really look at it from any male species, man. We do everything we do for women. Like, peacocks, they do all of that colorful shit to appease a woman.
Yeah.
Bullfrogs, they protrude their throat out as big as they could to appease a woman. Like, they fight. Goats fight.
Yep.
It to appease a woman, like everything that you think of. Beatles bring gifts to a woman to mate.
Yeah, some niggas dirty make and pillow talk.
To appease a woman.
But most dudes go out their way, buy nice cars, buy nice clothing.
Yeah,
get all dressed up,
jewelry,
put on
shit.
Cologne, go out to attract women.
Spend all this unnecessary money.
Yeah,
all these women. Things to attract women. Like,
sometimes to attract men too, but we ain't gonna get into that.
We ain't gonna get into all that. But
wow.
I'm
right,
only speaking
though.
For the heteros.
He's
only
right.
Speaking for the heteros. But same thing with that, like what they was just saying, like dirty making and like homie hustling and all of that. Like you see a lot of times, like men just they try to be slick to try to slither themselves into a woman's life because they feel like that's the best way to go when a woman is vulnerable. So they try to, you know. When a woman is hurt or mad and going off, they try to laugh a little more or try to say, you know, you right, girl, fuck them type shit.
So
you
do
know
you
what
think
I'm saying?
That Rob reached out to China?
No, what I'm saying is that it's just a motivation.
No,
we're just speaking
question.
On the motivation.
No, the question is how
No, that's what I'm asking you.
The question is how important
is reassurance and all that support and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But with him being in hiding, don't you think he reached out to her first?
Mm-mm.
She found him?
No, because I think like when
she was already friends with him. So
with
she was
family.
Already friends with the Kardashians. So I would think that she was just like, hey, Rob, come out. Yeah, like, come on, man. Come have a good time.
She, that's what I'm saying. Like, she probably seen that he was like down or feeling down.
And
probably
that's
just
great to
him
have.
Out.
Like,
right.
That's so important.
Yeah.
If the intentions are good.
We don't know if the intentions are bad or not.
No, I'm just saying
if
period. Not just her. If you only trying to get me out. To find out what I got going or some shit
nosy
like that.
Nosy people.
Yeah.
Or to get what I have.
Yeah. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? Look, I want that to be more so genuine more than anything. You feel me? So.
And in a vulnerable state, that's hard to see.
Yeah.
Like, if you're vulnerable, it's hard to see the reasoning behind someone else because what you're really just trying to do is have fun and really just trying to get yourself out of the funk that you're in. So you can get caught up in the sense of, you know, people's ulterior motives. And that's hard.
I really hope it's not like that.
I do too. But
yeah, me too. He needs it.
Because
weight is coming off quickly. He's not as bubbly as he was.
He still got titties, but
he's
got
them titties. They're slimming down.
I didn't see the big Robs. I just seen, I never knew what dude looked like until she started dating him.
Really?
I don't watch that show.
Me neither, but I was just.
Chloe
and Lamar.
Like,
that's how I saw him.
I really could give a fuck less about the Kardashians.
I don't
like,
care for him either, but I like him because he's
my first time seeing him was with her. Like, no bullshit.
Oh, yeah, he's way slimmer.
Yeah, he used to be real thin. He was a thin guy.
Yeah.
Like, looked like a rock star almost.
He was attractive.
I say this.
Attractive. She can get him down to that size. Jesus.
I will say this, though. You know, if... I think it's probably easier for a man to fall for a woman if she's motivating him.
It is. I mean, that's
like when you. Now, don't get me wrong. It's some guys out here who don't want to help themselves, right? So they slick neglect the help that's being given. But for a guy who's really out here, trying to push himself to be better and do better. Sometimes when a woman comes into the picture, she can love you enough to see things that you can't see in yourself. You see what I'm saying? So. Once you get that, you know, that should have most definitely.
You get rings like Black China got.
Yeah. That should have most definitely put you over the top. So that was
a joke,
important.
Guys.
All right. Trying to keep show under a certain amount of time. So we're going to try to wrap it up right here. let it out. Anybody got anything they want to let out this week?
Stop being sneaky, bitches.
Oh, God. Oh, I got me a good let it out.
What's up, KP? Like, don't be sneaky. Like, don't be malicious in your intents and all that type of stuff. Stop doing it. That's for women and men. It's not attractive. And then let me tell you something. You think people don't see through it? We see you. Stop it.
Yeah. Anybody else?
I just wanted to say that, first of all, I wanted to just say that life is a little too short for people to be holding on to petty grudges and shit like that. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? You never know when your time is up. And I always say, like, man, dog, look, you don't want your last impression on somebody, to be, like, some negative shit. Or you don't want to, have somebody pass away and then, you and him or you and whoever it was were, like, on bad terms because you can't go back and fix that shit. So, if you got something going on with somebody, please hash this shit out. Like, get to a common ground. Y'all get yourself together so we can move on. Like, because really, it's just too much bad shit. Like, and I see, like, I be seeing the road people be going down. And it's like, bro, you don't want to go that way.
And tell the people you love them. The people that you have in your life that you love, tell them you love them while they're here. Don't wait until they're gone and show
them,
start.
Yeah, give people the flowers while they can still smell them, man. Because you never know. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might be here today, gone tomorrow. So, let people know you love and appreciate them. Time out for all that petty shit, leave that grudges and all that weak shit, you know what I'm saying? If it's that serious, you ain't got to talk to them, but just at least come to an understanding of, hey, like, you know what I'm saying, this happened, we ain't cool no more. We just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Don't constantly keep throwing shots and constantly going back to it, bringing it up and all this shit. But just leave that shit alone, man. All right. You're too old for this shit.
Anybody else?
I got one. My birthday is next Monday, so I ain't gonna be here next Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm gonna be on Earth next Sunday, but y'all pray for safe travels on my birthday weekend vacation this week. Wednesday.
Okay.
So you're right, Ray.
So yeah,
she's gonna go get turned up.
Turned up. I'm excited.
Jay Gray, what you got? You don't have anything?
I'm good.
Okay.
But June 11th, man, we got the No Negative Energy Cookout, Audubon Park. This is the fourth annual. We do this shit every year, man. Free food, free music. We had a moon bounce for the kids. You know what I'm saying?
And adults.
Because Slim tables. Be jumping in there.
If you plan on getting in the moon bounce and you are a grown woman, you going to have to wear you a bra.
I'm saying for me, if it's all adults in there, it's okay. You don't have to wear a bra because I will look.
No, children are going to be there.
I will help support you put your titty back up. Might lick a nipple on the way in.
But this is real.
This is going to be a kid-friendly environment. Yeah, it's going to be a kid-friendly.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to be out there chilling, man. We kicking it. Spades, dominoes, man. It's going to be a good time, man. You know how we rock? You get to meet all your favorite hosts. Hopefully, we put it out enough time for people from our out-of-town followers to come in and kick it with us, man. Because, you know, we got a lot of out-of-town followers who listen to the show and they wish they could have made it to the live show.
Yeah.
And, man, this will be a great event for y'all in the middle of the summer. Kids be out of school, bring them on, your nieces and nephews. They can come hang with Uncle Day for a minute. I'll teach them a thing or two about this pimping. You know what I'm saying? Had them out there getting peanut butter and jelly sandwiches from their. That's the inside joke, but on the battery.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible. All right, we out. Real Things Pop.
I'm just smoking in a cooler, praying that they free Gucci. I'm just run around with that tulip, praying that they free Gucci. Make my trap house like a movie, make my church like a movie. Praying that they free Gucci. Dog out bitches that act bougie, dog out bitches that act bougie. Praying that they free Gucci. Whole sim acting up. Little bitch don't give a fuck. Fell in love with double cups. Yeah, I can't stop pulling up. These are ballads, not no chucks. What I'm smoking on it plus. Made my whole stricker up.
been cussing paper cuts. Know I get my paper up, so I went and bought a Bradley. I can't never let it hold, cause these dope bitches be trifling lately. I'm chill with a freak, or I'm just counting cheese. No shots to niggas around me, rest in peace to Dole B. Used to have a hoop D, then I came up on the drop, so I call it down my top. Squat around and punch you out. I'm just smoking and I'm cooling. I'm just smoking and I'm cooling. Praying that they free Gucci. Praying that they free Gucci. I'm just running around with that tulip. I'm just running around with that tulip. Praying that they free Gucci. Praying that they free Gucci. Man, my trap house like a movie. Free Gucci, man, they free Gucci. Dark out bitches, they at booty.